Only I have to ask Hashem for one thing. When he died, I should only open my eyes for things with Avodas Hashem. If there's a Jew that I need to help, if someone falls, I need to help him, I should see him.
Right.
Right? If. Because of something like that. But not, that's not Olam Hazeh. That's. גם אם התורה הקדושה לא הייתה אוסרת להסתכל על תמונות זימה, on page 133, even if the Torah הקדושה would have not prohibited us from looking at garbage pictures, גם בלי היהדות, even without Judaism, זהו חוסר דעת גמור להסתכל על תמונות ולהתאבות לדמיונות. It's a complete foolishness. To look at pictures and to make yourself desire things, imagination, imaginary things. ובעצם כל איהור עבירה הוא שטות, אפילו לפי פשוטם של דברים. Right? בעצם, actually, every איהור עבירה, if someone thinks, this woman, that woman, it's a stupidity. Even לפי פשוטם של דברים, even סתם simply, without Judaism, סתם stupidity. כמו שמובא בשיחותיו של רבינו הקדוש רבי נחמן זכר צדיק לברכה, it's brought down שיחות הר"ן, וזה הלשון, it says there. פעם אחת דיבר עמי מעניין מיאוס התאווה הידוע. Once רבי נחמן saying, רבינו spoke with me regarding the disgusting, the being disgusted of the taiva, as it's known. ואמר אז, and he said then, מי שמערער ביהורי ניוף הוא שויטה. Someone who had thoughts of ביהורי ניוף, I'll be with that woman, I'll be with that woman, yeah? He's a שויטה, he's crazy. כי הלא אפילו איש פשוט שקוראים בעל הבית, even a balabas, right? Stop, not a person is sitting and learning and a Torah scholar or whatever. הוא גם כן אינו חפץ שיהיה נתפס חס השלום בעניין זה. He also doesn't want to be caught. In this thing, right? He was with that woman, with this woman. I don't want to be caught. Right? Even if he doesn't have any rashamayim, stam, right? No one wants to be caught. Even stam a fire. Yeah? At kol panim, but I don't want to say bizayon, bezeh shitfisu oto im isha acheret. Of course, he doesn't want to have disgrace that they'll catch him with a different lady, right?
Even among the goyim,
it's considered
a decent society.
Down on. Yeah, but today, unfortunately, it's very common. But
I saw about decent society.
There's no decent society.
Today, it's most people are on the synthetic stage of.
Vinken, lama lo la'arer ulotzer nafsho bechina. So if that is so, why should a person? Rabbi says, why should a person cause himself stam sorrow by his bad thoughts? Right? Kvar mevo'ar shamachshava be'adam atata kirtzano. It's already explained that Rabbi explained many times that a person has the power to control his thoughts. So Rabbi Natan writes lengthy about it in Likutei Halachot Hilchot Tefillin, lengthy, pages and pages, a lot about how the power it's in our hands to control our thoughts. No one could say, I can't control my thoughts.
A person could choose.
If a bad thought came into his head, he could control to throw it out and put something in. How do you throw it out and put something in? He doesn't have to throw anything out. As I may not have explained, that only one thought that could a person have at one time. Mm-hmm. He can't have two thoughts. Maybe also in science the same, I have no idea. But Aminatan says it, and that's what counts. Yeah? So if you have a bad thought, just think about something else. Even think about how the electricity works. So it doesn't make a difference once. As long as you threw away the other thought. Yeah? No, what the shoots? You have a bad thought, but you can give up. Just think about Yudkevavke in your head.
What's it about? Change the channel.
Mash. And the same thing that some people who are not married, but also, you always have those thoughts. Oh, that machshavot of dusha, regardless of what you have to do right now. Yeah, machshavot of dusha.
I remember only 40 years ago.
40 or 4?
40. Maybe even when I was 35 years ago, the first woman who walked around in Philadelphia with miniskirts got arrested for public indecency.
Look where we have, where we came down to today. Yeah.
There were laws for public indecency. So, off the job.
Very nice.
Nowadays, you have the abomination parade here.
It's walking
about though. Spiritual.
Gam kshemitchatnim im isha. Also, when a person marries a woman, זה לא בשביל התאווה, חלילה. It's not just shalom for taiva. זה עבודה שלמה של ויתור. It's a whole avoida, work of ויתור, giving up, right? Netina, giving, to give over. Avodat amidot, right? Working on your midot, not to be angry, not to be upset, to be happy all the time. You have to make your wife happy. How are you going to make her happy if you're not happy yourself? Nishtanot, a person has to want to change. Otherwise, don't get married. Person says, this is who I am, and deal with it. Just don't get married. Why make yourself miserable and your wife miserable? Le'avin, to understand himself, understand other people, understand his wife. Ve'adam she'akesher shelo yishto, ze mitzad ha'tava, a person that his only relationship with his wife is from the taiva, right? Only physical relations, that's his relationship with his wife. Zobahmiyu. That's like an animal. Like a cow. No, they have no kesher. It's not, they don't have husband and wife relationship. They have a donkey in an ass. A horse. Okay? They have no kesher, then he goes out with a different horse. Right? That's like an animal. Someone is kesher with his wife. It's just physical. It's like a kesher with two animals. And there's no pity that their kids come out like animals. Pele Yoetz Kotev, he writes Erech Zivug. Pele Yoetz is one of the books. He was from Turkey. Mm-hmm. Very there, people go to his Yoltsai. A lot of people go to airplanes. His Yoltsai was recently, I think, a month, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And he wrote Pele Yoetz, Rabbi Eliezer Papo. It's his name. I think we tell about 130 years ago, I think. And big tzaddik there, and he's buried over there, and he wrote the book Pele Yoetz. Unbelievable book, a lot of beautiful things, a lot of musar and a lot of anago. Very nice book. I read a lot from it. She writes there that someone who's like that, karov liyot bilato bilat znut, it's like being with a whore, a prostitute. If that's his relationship with his wife, it's like as if he's living with a prostitute.
The Ramban, in his book, The Holy Letter, the Holy Letter, which is a small book, a long letter about Kirshat HaZivug. He says that when a couple is together and their mind is on Ta'ava and things like that, the child will not get a Jewish soul.
He has to work hard afterwards to get a Jewish soul.
Yeah, to get a Jewish soul.
V'zeh machniz te satan v'nehem. Someone like that, only Taiva is what cares with his marriage. The Satan comes between them. If the Satan comes and brings the fire between them, there's machloka between them. Right? Like Chazal said, lo zachu, they did not marry Dusha. What happens? Esho chaltam, fire eats them up. Any couple, yeah? A lot of couples, many couples like this. Especially in the other world, and also in our world, unfortunately. Yeah? That they didn't learn about Dusha, they don't know Dusha, and only know what he likes his wife, it's just because Taiva, that's why he married her. They have problems from vice, and big problems from vice. No question. That's why you see people have problems, you can help them. People have problems from vice, you can help them, you can talk to them, you can. Especially today with the internet and the garbage. It's very, very difficult. I spoke to a marriage counselor. He told me a lot of times couples come to him and they have problems with this. They pay. They come to him, they pay. They want to fix. He comes and tells the husband, an iPhone? Yeah. Tell me the truth. Four eyes, right? You see the other sites? You know, many, many times they admit so. And he says, I can't help you. You want me to help you? Throw away your iPhone? Shut the internet off the house? I'll help you. Not get divorced. There's no other way. Impossible. He's tell you from the marriage counselor, he meets many couples. He said, impossible to have shalom bayis. And the husband, he looks at the old kinds of things. Even in the chidduchim world, there's many people now, even in the goyish world, which are very against internet, they're very against TV, and they don't want these things in their house.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it damages their children, and they don't.
Well, psychologists have been saying for decades that...
Yeah, even in the Goyish world, not because of Judaism, yeah, not because of holiness, because it is, it causes problems between people, and, right? Like you tell your brother, says he has friends on the internet. Friends. It causes disconnection between people.
It's an addiction.
Like I said, it's an addiction. I said that in the Isotono. It's a school. It's a institution for getting out of addictions. Mm-hmm. So now they have a whole section. My father told me it was there. He saw it, and I saw it also online that they have a whole thing there for to take people out of addiction of computers. Mm-hmm. Addiction. They have a whole thing, a whole unit over there.
I remember a few decades ago,
no, wow,
in the States. There were psychologists, family therapy psychologists, that when the family comes to them and they just don't get along with each other or know each other or whatever, they ask them about television. Yeah, yeah, one, two, three, one, throw the television out, get to know each other.
Yeah, the mass.
Nobody in a family, you know, two or three children. And
you don't have to convince anyone. People are, they're just hooked up at the time of the watching and seeing and.
They didn't know each other. So throw on the TVs, get to know each other in your family.
Nismuach b'simchat hashni, to be happy in the other's joy. Yeah. Ubeemet shayach inyan ze gam lenashim. This matter that we just spoke about now, it also has to do with women. Ki gam lenashim b'tzuvot shelo la'avor alavim deoraita. Because also women are commanded not to transgress lavim from the Torah. Shelo tachmod, not to covet. You can't want what the other wants. Right? Not to go after what your heart wants. To control what you want. Also by them, very much. They have this thing that to be drawn after the pulse of beauty. That they give special consideration for beauty of sheker, of falsehood. I told my wife, we never tell our daughter, never, ever. We learned it from a different family. Never say, you look so beautiful with this dress. We say, you look so tznius with this dress. Ah, so nice on you, you look so tznius. It's very important. So there's a family, he wrote my tefillin, Shimon Amo, if anyone wants to, he writes to the Rav, the tefillin, and the zuz and everything. Tzadikim, Amash, all his children are tzadikim. You can see that they are tzadikim. And my wife was by them once. The mother of the house told my wife, friends of my wife, she said, my daughters, we bought these stockings, and there was something, I guess it was something not tzanua on them or something. It was too thin or whatever. So my daughter says, Ima, it's lo yafeh. Lo yafeh. It's not nice. That doesn't look nice. So she said, why not? She said, because it's not smooth. She was very happy that her daughters consider nice snus. That's what we have to teach our daughters and our wives. Beautiful is snus. Snus is beautiful. If it's not snus, it's not beautiful. Is she pretty or not? Is she pretty or indeed? Like Akiva says already. Is she prettier than Maisi? If a man marries a beautiful woman, which is not nice in a Maisi, in a Midas, he's scared. Because the beautiful, the way she looks, doesn't make a difference. It's going to change anyways over the years. One kid, two kids, three kids, four, five, six, right? They change, the whole form change, they get wrinkled. And if they're nice people, they just get better and better. They become nicer and nicer and better people, regardless of how they look and how they act, how they, again, how the body is or the faces. Right? You already married off kids.
I was just saying, everyone should zochet to have a daughter who tells her mother that she's not looking. That she doesn't have to worry about it. The husband doesn't have to worry.
Okay. You don't tell your wife anything about this. Your daughters, you could.
Our sons sometimes might come up with a word like that.
I don't tell my wife anything about this.
So my wife,
if she asks me, I'll say. But if she doesn't ask me, I'll say a word. And, my wife used to wear a short, and not very short, but shorter dresses than today, and open, and tricot, and everything. But I never said a word. Over the years, you get more what's new. Especially when you have children, you feel more responsible for everything. I remember my son today is 8. When he first started saying brachas, my wife said, "You saw he says a bracha, he's bruchat Hashem." I said, "Yeah, he does like I do. What do you want?" So he said, "We have to strive. We have to get strong in brachas." And since then, we say brachas out loud, slowly, Baruch Ata Hashem. That's what the kids learned. So the kids basically we did tshuva because of the kids. Baruch Hashem, doing tshuva every day because of our kids.
We have one of our boys. One who just bar mitzvah. My wife walked in and she knew it, but if you see something, I call it too strong because Ima, the same Shabbat, Chazabi guy. You know, it's a too strong a color.
If she can accept from him, beautiful.
She laughs and she accepts it very well. She says, "How cute, your little sonny."
Yeah,
no,
she usually has a wife.
I'm not
telling her.
I could teach her that. Afterwards, send it to me before.
What?
Before the wedding, send it to me. I'll give him some. Don't tell that to your wife.
Yeah, I always told my mother, I can't tell you.
Top. אמנם זה לא תאווה כמו הגברים מתאווים קודם יום מתלהטים אפילו חתיכת בת שהם רואים. Of course, this time that the women have, it's not like the time that men have, that they get even a little cloth they see on a woman, right away their mind goes off, shoots off in all kinds of directions. Like Rabbeinu said to his daughter, "Take off your scarf from here." They used to wear a scarf around the head. Mm-hmm. Everything covered. Like you see the women there or something walking around in the Nashari, all covered. I don't know if like that, all like,
no,
that,
like that.
But like that.
Yeah. It was around.
Around.
Or redeemed.
Yeah. Yeah, they still were like that.
Same thing in
so he told us it was, I don't think it was very colorful. And Rabbeinu said to his, told his daughter, "Take it off, this, my students are coming soon. Take it away." It was hanging there on the door. She said, "What?" He told her they could have the thoughts because they see it belongs to a woman. They have to, and they said, "Oh, a woman, and they said, the mind thoughts." So, you know, Rabbeinu said about his holy Talmidi, right? So who are we in our generation to be very, very careful with these things? But even women don't have these taivas. Still, they also have this inyan that says that if someone looks at what doesn't belong to him, they take from him what belongs to him. If the Gemara says in Sota, if someone looks on something that doesn't belong to him, they take away from him what belongs to him. Someone looks at someone else's wife, they take away his wife from him. If a woman looks at someone else's man, they take away her husband from her. If you look at someone else's car, they'll take away your car from you. If you look at someone else's food, you're going to take away your food. You don't want to see anyone, anything else. Unless I have to help someone, I don't want to see it. That's why women also is very important.
If I need a new car, I should just look at one and it'll be mine.
No, go look for choose your car. Right, like we see by Sota that she looked at what wasn't belong to her. Okay, we continue tomorrow. That was a little bit.